A Pony Kind of Christmas, an audio-only extravaganza written and produced by Augie Dog, Ball Bunny, and Michael H. Payne. Now, the first thing to remember about ponies is that they don't celebrate Christmas. They're candy-colored talking equines, living in a magical cartoon world called Equestria, where the sun and moon are apparently controlled by magic rather than by anything resembling what we humans refer to as physics. They're not from around these parts, in other words. They do, however, celebrate a kind of Christmas called Hearthswarming Eve at some point each winter. We learned this particular historical tidbit during the episode appropriately entitled Hearthswarming Eve, written by Meriwether Williams and first broadcast December 17th, 2011. Now, in the episode, our six pony heroines travel to Canterlot, the capital city of Equestria, to perform in the annual Hearthswarming Eve pageant. This is a traditional play that tells of a time in the distant past when the three pony tribes just plain didn't get along. Now, the three pony tribes, as I'm sure you know, consist of unicorn ponies with magical horns on their foreheads, Pegasus ponies with wings, and Earth ponies, the regular just walking around type ponies. Way back when, it seems, the tribes looked rather askance at each other, didn't socialize at all, and only cooperated out of sheer necessity. See, the unicorns used their magic to raise the sun every morning and the moon every night, while the Pegasi herded the clouds around to make the weather, and the earth ponies cultivated the food every pony needed. Well, things bubbled along discontentedly like that for quite some time. But one winter, a big snowstorm blew in that the Pegasi couldn't get control of. The unicorns and the earth ponies started in complaining, but the Pegasi complained right back, saying they weren't getting the food they needed from the earth ponies and that the unicorns were worse than useless when it came to actually being helpful. The unicorns agreed that the earth ponies were holding out, while the earth ponies agreed that the unicorns were essentially one-trick ponies. So nothing got resolved, the bad feelings continued to rankle, and the storm got worse and worse. Finally, the leaders of the three tribes separately decided that they were done with the others. Each group packed up and left their snowbound homeland for warmer climes. Except that, through the machinations of fate, that saucy minx, all three tribes ended up converging in exactly the same place. When the tribes saw each other, their leaders immediately started arguing again, and their seconds in command noticed the temperature dropping. The leaders weren't interested in this information and kept arguing, but the lieutenants began to bond over that most universal of experiences, having a terrible boss. The three lieutenants discovered that they actually had a great deal in common, and they also discovered that the increasing snowstorm was being caused by wendigos, ghostly ice ponies who were attracted to the ill feelings growing among the tribes. By the time they learned this, of course, ice was already covering the landscape and encasing the arguing leaders. But with the fire of their newly formed friendship, quite literal fire in this case, a big heart-shaped flame bursting into being above them, the lieutenants melted the ice, drove off the wendigos, and ushered in a new era of peace and understanding among the tribes in their new homeland of Equestria. This is where the play ends. Remember, this was all a play featuring our pony heroines. And the actors and the audience joined together to sing the Heart Carol, apparently a holiday favorite among the ponies of Equestria. Feel free to sing along.
As dawn shines on us every morn, the fire of friendship is reborn, and all the friendships we have made we cherish in every way. Loyalty binds us and makes us strong. Honesty shows that we
cold and storm, the glow in our hearts keeps us warm. The friends we now call our family will always see us through. Loyalty binds us and makes us strong. Honesty shows that.
Music by Daniel Ingram, lyrics by Meriwether Williams and Daniel Ingram, and performed by some of Canada's finest session musicians. That was the extended version of The Heart Carol from the album It's a Pony Kind of Christmas, released in October 2016 on Sony Legacy. And while the pony holiday of Hearthswarming Eve isn't Christmas, it does have its own version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, because, I mean, why wouldn't it? Called A Hearthswarming Tale, spelled for some reason T-A-I-L, we learn about this particular work of equestrian literature during the episode appropriately entitled A Hearthswarming Tale, written by Michael Vogel and first broadcast May 14th of 2016. Now, in the episode, which takes place on Hearthswarming Eve, Twilight Sparkle, the Princess of Friendship, reads the novella to her disgruntled student, Starlight Glimmer, a former villainess trying to reform her life. Starlight has decided that she's too serious-minded and angst-ridden about her past to celebrate Hearthswarming Eve this year, and while Twilight reads her the story, we see it being brought to life on the screen by members of our usual cast. This story, once again, takes place in the past, and this time we're in a Canterlot done up as a pony version of Victorian London. Bonnets and frock coats and mutton chop whiskers galore. There, a powerful unicorn sorceress named Snowfall Frost, played by the aforementioned student and former villainous Starlight Glimmer, has dedicated herself to making Equestria a better place for her fellow ponies. Now, with this goal always in the forefront of her mind, she has no time for frivolous nonsense like Hearthswarming Eve. It's nothing but a myth, she's convinced, and its lesson that singing and friendship can save the world has no place anywhere near reality. Only hard work can truly bring ponies happiness, and the sooner the rest of Equestria faces this fact, the better. To this end, then, Snowfall decides to use her magic to get rid of the annual annoyance that is Hearthswarming Eve. And because she's a little pony, she sings about it.
Happy hearts warming, they say in the street. Happy hearts warming, they think they're so sweet. Words said so often that they lack any meaning. Why should I join in when I could be intervening? Every pony loves this cursed holiday, but would they be better off with it out of the way? Well, okay. Say goodbye to the holiday. With my magic, I'll erase it. The greatest gift that I give today, and every pony will have to face it. No more little games for you to play. After you say goodbye to the holiday. Goodbye, Hearthswarming, you had a good run. Goodbye, Hearthswarming, it's over, you're done. Finally set free from your forced celebrations. No need to reply to your trite invitations. Calendar shorter by a single day. Is my magic up to the test? Time to see I can't delay. tear the spell, no hesitation. All memories shall fade away. See Equestria's new transformation. No more shall any pony say, happy hearts warming. After 2 days. After 2 days.
Music by Daniel Ingram. Lyrics by Michael Vogel. That's Kelly Sheridan playing Starlight Glimmer, playing the part of Snowfall Frost, as she prepares to destroy all trace of Hearthswarming Eve from Equestria. But just as she's about to trigger the spell, the spirit of Hearthswarming Past rises from her cauldron. The spirit world, it turns out, has some pretty strong opinions about this spell Snowfall's putting together. But Snowfall doesn't care a whit. The Hearthswarming play, with its world-freezing Wendigos, has no basis in fact, she tells the spirit, and she's got no time to waste on some holiday-themed pseudo-historical spook show. The spirit, though, says she has another agenda.
We aren't going to the past to learn about the holiday. We're going to learn about you. Something. You go making choices large and small. Always growing like a seedling, and playing is like dreaming, and before you know it, big and tall. And every little bitty choice you make sends you down a path to who you are today. So let's take a little trip down memory lane and see just what the past has to say. Oh, look how cute you were. Looks like you're not too upset it's Hearthswarming Eve either. The seeds of the past, they grow pretty fast. Just look at who you were back then. The seeds as they grow, look what they can show. Reveal the truth time and
That's Ashley Ball playing the part of Applejack, playing the part of the spirit of Hearthswarming Past. Well, the spirit, appropriately enough, takes Snowfall back to the past and shows her herself as a filly happily decorating the schoolhouse for Hearthswarming Eve. That's when Professor Flintheart shows up. Think of a pony version of Alan Rickman's Severus Snape from the Harry Potter films. He sniffs disdainfully at the decorations, tells Snowfall that Hearthswarming Eve is nothing but a foal's tale, and leaves her alone in the classroom with a choice to make. She can either learn real magic, become a powerful unicorn, and actually help ponies, he says, or she can play with toys and make nothing of herself. Little Snowfall's eyes tear up, but then she wipes them, throws away the box of decorations, and gets her books out.
Then some distress, words so careless, standing there you don't know what to do. Feeling helpless, you can't make it hurt less, so you go and change your point of view. And in that moment, though you didn't know it, your defenses set up walls you built to last, leading to the pony you've become today. And the spell you're about to cast, it all comes from your past. The seeds of the past, we grow up so fast, some hurts never go away. The seeds as they grow, this we can't let go, all tied to this.
Ashley Ball again, with Kelly Sheridan coming in there at the end as Snowfall blinks to find herself back in her workshop. Looking around, she sees a giant wrapped present in the corner of the room, and out of it bursts the spirit of Hearthswarming Presents. as in gifts, she explains, not as in the time. Snowfall's not impressed. Gifts are just stuff, she says, nothing real or important. The spirit tries to explain to her that it's the spirit behind the gift that matters, but Snowfall doesn't understand a word she's saying, so the spirit explains it again, just in song this time.
Take a look at everything around you, all the smells that surely will astound you, open up your heart, it will surround you in the magic of heartwarming Eve. The little things that make it better, little ponies spreading cheer, give a toy a hug, a sweater, memories that last all year, presents always filled with presents, large, medium, and small. Sometimes the most important things aren't very big at all. What a party, there's so much.
Kent, the singing voice of Pinkie Pie on the show, playing the spirit of Hearth's warming presence, as the spirit leads Snowfall Frost through the streets of jolly old Canterlot to a Hearth's warming Eve party being thrown by some of Snowfall's neighbors. They complain about Snowfall, always telling them to apply themselves, work hard, and use their abilities for the betterment of Equestria. They wonder what Snowfall's idea of a better Equestria might look like if nobody in that Equestria ever takes time to actually enjoy themselves and the world around them. And laughing, they decide that their idea of a perfect Equestria looks a lot like a Hearthswarming Eve party. Watching from outside, Snowfall finds tears in her eyes again, and the echoing voice of the second spirit remarks how sad it is, then, that this will be the last Hearthswarming Eve party ever. Snowfall starts back to see nothing but fog and snow filling the air. A dark shape looms out of the mist and announces that she is the spirit of Hearthswarming yet to come. Except that there aren't any Hearthswarmings to come, the spirit says, since Snowfall succeeds in her spell. And when Snowfall asks her what happens then,
neither fun nor free. I see a future caused by you. I see a path not meant to be. The future should be filled with magic, dreams and wishes brought to life. Days ahead are dark and tragic. No time for hope when all is strife. Whatever might have been, all the dreams that ponies share, because of you, Snowfall Frost, now the future is a cold nightmare. Thank you.
That's Aloma Steele, singing the part of Princess Luna, playing the spirit of hearth-swarming yet to come, while showing Snowfall Frost, rather dramatically, that the Wendigos actually aren't a myth, and that by casting her spell, Snowfall will allow the creatures to return and doom Equestria to becoming a wintry and desolate wasteland. Well, Snowfall drops to her pony knees and repents of the actions that she hasn't quite yet taken, and when she opens her eyes, she's back in her laboratory, with hearth-swarming Eve still carrying on in the streets below. Hastily wrapping up some of her lab supplies, Snowfall heads out to her neighbor's party, and we pull back to Twilight, finishing up the book while Starlight looks on. Twilight thanks Starlight for letting her read the story, tells Starlight that she can go to bed if she wants to, but also says that she'll be welcome downstairs if she decides to come to the party. Thinking on her past misdeeds, which indeed included turning Equestria briefly into a desolate wasteland, Starlight decides that she won't allow these actions to determine her present or her future. She comes downstairs, joins the party, and the assembled ponies burst into one last song.
Ponies' voices fill the night. Our swarming Eve is here once again. Happy hearts so full and bright. Our swarming Eve is here once again. Oh, what a sight! Look at the light. All for tonight. Our swarming
so they're just so.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
Gonna make some awesome snow.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
The chill wind blows, making a show. Snow flakes aglow.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
A day that's filled with songs to sing.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Cakes and pastries we shall bring.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding.
So busy making merry. Should all be wary.
As the mighty voices carry.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
Decorations we shall make.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
Perfection you just cannot fake.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
Not one mistake. Don't let that break. Oh, goodness sake.
Our swarming Eve is here once again.
With music once again by Daniel Ingram and lyrics by Michael Vogel. That's the whole Ding Dang Ensemble. Ashley Ball, Shannon Chan, Kent Kazumi Evans, Michelle Krieber, Andrea Liebman, Tabitha St. Germain, Rebecca Schroichet, Kathy Weaselook, who knows who else, all kicking in there to wrap things up. This has been A Pony Kind of Christmas, featuring selections from the album It's a Pony Kind of Christmas, released in October 2016 on Sony Legacy Records. The program was brought to you by Hey Your Nose is on Fire Industries and was produced by the Darkling Eclectica in association with KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, California. This is Michael Payne, Augie Dog and Ball Bunny speaking.